Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. We're just glad to the Lord that we're back on the air. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to talk to people once again and preach the word of God. Tonight's the night that we just give thanks for all that God has done. I know there's been some real changes in somebody's life, and we take a look at what God is doing for us. And tonight we're supposed to take a look at the wholeness of what God is doing for us and through us. And one thing I will say to all of us that are listening, I want you to know that God is so good until he blesses us beyond our understanding. So one of the things I will say that I will say tonight is that we need to keep the faith, keep doing what God said do, and we're going to be all right. It's all up to God. It's not up to us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Well, tonight we're supposed to have a lady come on, but I want to take you to a scripture, if I can just pull up the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, and give us a real solid word from the B-I-B-L-E, but apparently I've misplaced my Bible. But I would just like to say what I'm talking to my audience out there. Tonight's that night we just want to hear what God is saying to us and through us. And the more we just say, okay, Lord, we just give God the full glory, the honor, and the praise. This past year is a year we just give God the glory. God has allowed us once again to come on and be a participant for what he wants done. Now, there are several things that I always say to some people what we have to do. We have to take an understanding what God says to us. We are the seed. We are the seed. And when God uses us, he uses us in a miraculous way. And so I would just let you know this much. And that one thing that we have to understand, when God uses us, he uses us in a special way. In his special way, each individual has this blessing. And so tonight we have one of my persons be on the radio with me. Are you there, sister?
Praise the Lord, hello? Everybody. Yes,
praise
I'm
the
here.
Lord.
Praise
all right,
the Lord.
Well, it's your show. It's your show. Go for it.
Oh, I thought we were starting the Wow,
well,
I see my phone. Well, praise
well,
God
and
Happy New
well,
Year to everyone. I sound like my phone was echoing. Is it still echoing?
No, ma'am.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Well, I just say we're just talking that because I'll bring everything back into the phone. And one thing I was saying, I was going to the book of Revelation. Hebrews, and go to Hebrews 1. And do you have your Bible? Can you help me out? Hebrews chapter 1?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Hebrews chapter 1.
All right.
Verse 14.
Okay.
All right.
Hallelujah. I shall read Hebrews 1:14. Okay.
Okay.
I got to it and then I went past it.
That's all
okay.
Right.
Okay. Here we go. 1:14.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's the last verse in one.
Okay.
Are they all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? That's one of my favorite. 1:14. Yes, sir. Amen.
So the spirits that God has connected us to is supposed to minister in our behalf and make things happen. So the more we just get off into it, I will just say this much. We are the seed of Abraham.
Yes,
but because
we are.
What Abraham, amen. Amen. You got something you want to talk about it?
I said, yeah, yes, we are. I agree. I was just agreeing. You're doing good. You're doing good. We are the heirs, joint heirs of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. We're the seed of Abraham. We are the kingdom. We are the kingdom. We are the earthly kingdom that God is building. And that's exciting. We're heirs. I don't know if the audience all fully understand. I'm sure there's a few people out there that don't really understand what an heir is. An heir is entitled to all the benefits, all the treasures that the person is leaving them, and it's no different than if your blood birth son. We've been adopted in, but we have all the same rights, and we have not been made second-class heirs. We are heirs to the – we are the Abraham heirs. You are so right, and so right.
Amen. So one of the scriptures I'd like to look at, let's look at Psalm 103, verse 20. Please.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to – there. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, and that's a great psalm, period.
Yes, Verse 20.
Okay. Wow. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his, that do his pleasure. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all
the Lord.
His works.
Wow.
In all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. Ooh, that's good. That is delicious.
See, because we read the word, what God is doing for us. And he got his angels, and then he said, you holy angels. See, the word changes. And God is so awesome. He's made us heirs and joined us with Jesus Christ. And now he's got his angels. He got some holy angels. And the angels that he has, they ain't of the devil. They ain't of the devil. They don't belong to the devil. They belong to God. See, when Satan decides, when Lucifer decides to challenge God, I always say, you made the biggest mistake you ever could have made. When you challenge God, my throne gonna be high in your throne. God said, yeah, I don't know that. He said, I'm gonna give you something so you can play, so I can play with you. He said, boom. He said, take my footstool. Oh, my Lord. When a king has a footstool, he can kick it around, do what he wanna do with it. See, but God is a just God. He's a just God. He's allowed the devil to act a fool. And God said, your time is coming. But we have to praise him. We hear me out. Daniel 7:10. Daniel chapter 7:10.
Okay. 7:10, verse 10. A fiery stream issued and came forth from before him, thousands ministered unto him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were open. Whoa, my God.
Oh, God. That is something, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. our God. And that's the judgment. See, everybody said, well, we're in the judgment. Now we're not in the judgment yet, but we're moving toward it. And they got 1,000, then 10,000, and then another 100,000. So God got so many angels, we can't even count them all.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to people standing right there before it all. So let me show you something. So I'm going to go to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 32 and 43.
32?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you say? Okay. 32:43. Okay.
Yes. Chapter 32, verse 43.
Right. Here we go. Rejoice, O ye nations, with his people, for he will avenge the blood of his servants and will render vengeance to his adversaries, and will be merciful unto his land and to his people. Praise God. Ooh, boy, you've been really studying. Hallelujah.
Now let me see Psalm. Let me go back to Psalm 110. Psalm 110. That's amen.
Mm. 110.
Yes, ma'am. 110.
I know that he said the people perish. One part of that 110 say the people perish.
110. Psalm 110, verse 1.
Verse 1. 110,
yes, ma'am.
1. Hold not thy peace, O God, of my praise, for the mountains of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compassed me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. Hallelujah.
Now, when I take notice of that, that was speaking about Jesus, in a sense of speaking. The more we take the word, and the more we can see it. Now, all them people that came along at that time, particular time, they all said, he ain't no God. He ain't no God. He ain't got nothing. Look what he did. I mean, and they challenged him. They challenged him on everything he did. Even the disciples got a little upset and God told them, say, I always say, slow down, come on, boy. We're on the same team. But it come to a point. Now, may I say this to you? Look at Hebrews chapter 2 and 17. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. My God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for your patience with me on the radio station.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here we go. 2:17.
Yes, ma'am.
Wherefore, in all things, it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. So he came down. And what I was studying the word, and the more I could see what God is doing, he came down through his son and made him look just like us. It was heavenly flesh. And I'm still praising God. Now, no flesh shall last in heaven. So the question some scholars ask, where did the flesh come from? God spoken into existence. Mm-hmm. He spoke.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you do that? That's a question only God knows. And as Paul said in the book of Colossians, he says it's a great mystery. He says mm-hmm. a mystery. But I'll speak of some of these mysteries to you because he kept them hid. Now, that's one mystery. And the Bible says to you and I that there are many mysteries we will never understand if we get to face with God. And still, we're not going to understand them all.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
No, we
Amen.
Not.
and so one other thing I like to do is let me flip my paper. I thank God for everything. And
yes, me too.
2 Peter 1:10.
Okay.
Just running around, just bopping, going through, just eating so much of the BIBLE. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm. 2 Peter 1:10.
Yes, ma'am.
2 Peter 1:10. Wow. Okay, wherefore rather, brethren, give diligence to make your, this is what I teach, make your calling and election sure. For if
sure.
you do these things, ye shall
yes.
never fail. That's make sure. Because everybody, many are called, few are chosen. Everybody's
yeah.
got a calling, and everybody, and all of God's people been elected, according to Ephesians
yeah.
chapter
yeah.
1.
Oh,
so it
my
tells
God.
You to, yes, sir. So it tells you to make your calling and election sure. You ain't got to be wandering around here. Oh,
yeah.
am I saved? Am I holy? Am I going to be with the Lord? It tells you to make sure. And 1 John even go deeper than that you might know that you have eternal life. So, yeah.
That's
so,
right.
So these are the foundation. This is setting the foundation so that you can't doubt. So that you won't be in fear and won't be in hesitation. You're assured you're calling.
Yes,
you know you've been called. You know that you are as solid as a rock.
That's it. Okay, give me Psalm 94. One, I want to go to Psalm 94.
Okay.
One through 23.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Psalm 194:23.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
104, you mean, right?
I said Psalm 94.
Yeah, God,
yes,
I was gonna say that's your Psalm 194. Yeah, I know there ain't no 94 Psalm. No 194. So, Psalm 94:23. Here we go.
Yes, ma'am.
94:23. Oh, but the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. The Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And, you said 23, not 22, didn't you?
Yeah, I said chapter 1:20. It's going to read 1-23 what I got down there.
Okay. And he shall, that was 22 I just read. And
yes,
he
ma'am.
Shall bring upon them their own iniquity. Wow. And shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off. This is what he's going to do to the wicked.
Amen.
Wow. Praise God.
So we have to stay. We have to stay. We read earlier what Paul said. Those of us, we've got to take care of our bodies, take care of our thoughts. And God can do it for us. It's up to us to continue to depend on Him. Amen. And so, let me see. First Peter, chapter 1, verses 8.
You know, I was in 94. That was in Psalm 94. I didn't read 93. I thought I was
okay.
I was over too far. 93. You want it? Did you want 94? 23.
Yes, ma'am.
You wanted 94? Okay. I just thought I must have missed it. Okay, now you want Hebrews, what you say?
Peter chapter 1, verses 8.
First Peter or Second Peter?
Second Peter.
All right. Okay. Second Peter. Okay, 2 Peter 1:8. 2 Peter 1:9 is we are hot royal priests, and so 1:8 is here we go.
Okay.
For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
I tell you that is nothing but the pure word. Nothing but the word. And this is where we have to come to the people in our lives and where we are right now. We got to do so much teaching. So much teaching. I know a lot of people and some is just here, some there. But I just say what God is saying to us in the name of Jesus Christ. The more we look unto Him, looking unto Him who's the author and the finisher of our faith, who thought it not to be robbery. He didn't think it was to be robbery. He said, no, I'm the Father once. And one of the things I was studying, the Bible tells you and I, as Jesus said, He said, the will I do of my Father, because my Father has assigned me to do it. And so when Jesus signed do it, we got to do it. We might lose friends, we might lose everybody. When Jesus signs us, we got to follow His laws. We got to follow His suit. And I try to tell everybody, don't be getting mad when you study the word. You can see more what God is doing in you and by you and through you and for you. But if you don't want to study the word, you can't go nowhere. The more I was looking at it, which I know my own self. And see, I just come off of made it for the Lord. I gave myself before the Lord to do something that I just give Him some time. And God gave me some understanding of what needs to be done. He gave me some understanding needs to be done. And so I thank God for everything He does. Now, let me do this in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17.
You've been a blessing. Yes, Lord. Okay, wait. Let's just open one book here. Okay, Hebrews 2:17 is I just read it. Wherefore, in all diligence, in all things it behooved him. That's what we just read, 2:17. In all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people.
And that's why I ask, go back to the scripture, because the reconciliation, mm-hmm. to recall,
yes.
to bring us back, to show us
yes,
our
sir.
Downfall, to show us our upright. God,
yes.
our Father, is so good to us. Until all we can do in this time we now live in, here you and I have got 61. Here we got it, we move to the next level. We don't even have the time to look back because God has been so good to us.
Amen.
So,
amen.
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 I know I don't have the time that I had in time past when I, before I come to know the Lord like I know him now. And the more I believe in him, the more I trust in him, the more I humble myself to him, the more I depend on him, the more quiet I talk and say, Lord, can you talk to me? He says, here are your heavenly blessings. Here are your heavenly blessings. Your heavenly blessing. Your heavenly blessing. My what? Yeah, God has made a promise to all the believers. And see, then when you read the scripture, I think it's in the, Jesus said, he says, I came to y'all, you don't even believe. See, that's some believers and non-believers. And the body of Christ. And they, when Jesus told them everything, he said, I came down preaching to you, and you heard John, but I come preaching you the same thing, but in a different form. But you won't even listen to me. They want to do what they want to do. And what the situation we have nowadays, this is why Jesus said, he said, again, a new commandment right unto you, which thing is true in him is all you, because the darkness is past. And the true light now shining. And see, sometimes people can't get past that. But when we look at what the word of God is saying to us, it gives us the enthusiasm to get busy to do what God has called us to do. I want to thank you, sister, for being on the radio with me. I'm thankful for some other people. Amen. I think another person is supposed to come on. I'm supposed to have 3 people. You, number one, and I got the... I'm trying to make sure everybody gets a foretaste
right.
of doing what God
right.
wants them to do.
That's right.
And
well,
so I'm just so happy tonight that God has blessed me with a sister like you, with a person that can believe like me. And
amen.
See, because there are some real issues we're getting ready to face.
And
when the devil, when you tell some people that, you don't believe that the devil done something wrong, and everybody gave you some witnesses, say, this happened, that happened. Now, come on, somebody. Amen. And so what we have to do, we got to pray more. Like, we got to pray to convince a lot of people who are going the wrong direction, don't know they're going the wrong direction. And somebody says, well, you want to stop it, because that's our job. That's our job. Amen.
Amen.
And so one of the things I was praying, I said, Lord, I want to see the fullness of your anointing in
Me
my
too.
Body. And the enemy said, are you real? I said, that must be some wind blowing by me. Because I know what God is saying. God wants us in this hour that we now live to let his anointing fly. Excuse me. Because we in America, we who have the faith, and one other thing that was I'm writing down to get ready to teach on, it's the Apostle Paul says these words. He said, brethren, my heart desire and prayer for Israel, that they may have what? Oh, my God. He said, I come to bear them witness. I'm bearing them witness. And these are the chosen ones. And I said, oh, my God. He said, these are the chosen ones. He said, they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge.
Amen.
So a lot of people have a knowledge of zeal, but they don't have the knowledge of God. Help
That's
me, Lord
right.
Jesus.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Absolutely. Praise God.
I'm not going to get all, I'm not going to get too upset and happy, but I want to thank God.
Thank him. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you've done for us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, for giving us a head zone. Thank you, Lord, for giving us sight, insight. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the love. Thank you, Father, for putting the healing upon us. Thank you, Father, for giving us the will. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for everything that you've done for us. Without you, nothing can be done. Even when you spoke, you said, I am that I am, and beside me there is none other. And
thank
we
you,
were
Jesus.
Tonight. Praise you. Just praise you, Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Amen. I have another. Hello? Can you hear us on the phone?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Amen. Cool. Well, the time is yours. This is your time right now. It's yours. Is this the evangelist? Beverly?
This is Sister Beverly, well woman. Just
yes,
sitting on the
woman.
Line. How you doing?
I'm blessing you.
Wonderful.
Well, you
wonderful.
Got time. Go right ahead and go on. You're on there. Go ahead and teach.
Well, bless the Lord. I wasn't feeling the best, but I wanted to be online. We ask that you keep our family in prayer. My nephew passed away, and the circumstances were not very well. He had been missing for about 2 years, but he was found. And so we're going through a time, but one thing I've really been praying about, the effects of mental illness.
Yeah.
The mind.
Yeah.
And we know that the mind is the battlefield. And
yes, it
and
is.
Always, when something happens, I always look and see how I myself may have failed the person or the family. But, you know, we have to start with ourselves. So many times we ignore or don't take the extra special time we need to because we know these people are, or we know their minds, they're suffering from mental paranoia, different. We know it, we've been around them, we know it, and you know, they're not responsive or they're, you know, not the way they should be in the family. But some kind of way, you know, this is what's happened to a lot of our young people. I know everybody hasn't been on drugs, so we can't blame it on that. The enemy has, you know, but so many of the young people have gotten in an early stage of their life where their brain cells are not completely formed.
Amen.
And this
affects
them. Wonder why they can't think, why they can't reason, you know, why they can't seem to comprehend and grasp just simple principles, you know, like common sense. And a lot of this is from experimenting with all this stuff they sell in the store that's legal. I don't know what all it is, but they tell me bath salts and all kinds of stuff. This is a weapon of the enemy to get the mind. Just like Pharaoh wanted to kill all the male children, this is one of the enemy's tactics, to steal the minds at an early age. And they can't comprehend. Now, the Spirit of God is able to get through them, but their minds, you know, usually sometimes they won't sit still enough to listen. You know, they, but thank God for the grace and the mercy that He extends to all of us. He says that I've seen people that were completely inebriated, drunk, and we go in the house and pray for them, they get saved and completely sober up. So the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, is able to pierce through that. But we have to push. You know, we set, you know, and sometimes, you know, especially in our community, sometimes the person with the mental disease, we put them in the back room somewhere. Or put them off by themselves because we don't want to be embarrassed. But we must take the time. This is a condition that people can be delivered from, and we have to stay there. The sad thing is that I feel that nobody needs to die alone.
No.
That, away from the family, not in contact. You know, even if they won't listen or do anything, we should be there, let them know we're here. And that's sort of how we lost ours. He always showed up on holidays.
And we didn't see him last year, but we knew we were gonna. We had a missing report out on him, but we just got to make that extra effort. You know, I'm just speaking out of my own hurt, thinking what could I have done more.
God is using you. Somebody's listening out there. Go ahead.
Yes.
You're doing a good job.
You're doing a good job.
So, anybody that you know, and the sad thing is his mother suffered from the same disease.
Okay.
And he died 3 years ago in this month. He died last month. So their birthdays, you know, the times are about a month apart. And he was all she had, and when she left, you know, he sort of just pulled away.
Yeah.
So some kind of way, you know, we've got to hold on to each other, contact, letter, just have a neighbor if you see them, call, you know, just, I don't know what it takes, but we've been praying, and we ask God to help us to closure, that he wasn't suffering somewhere, that somebody wasn't. And so far, there doesn't seem to be any foul play. It may be that he did pass away of natural causes. We haven't got the coroner's report yet.
Okay.
But I'm grateful. You know, when you pray a prayer, I've been praying for my family.
Yeah.
Lord, bring us together, that we're just sort of distant. When you pray a prayer, be prepared to be the answer to that prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't know what God will orchestrate to bring your family together.
My God, say it.
That's right.
Help me. When people aren't talking to each other, when they aren't communicating, when they aren't visiting, I dare you to pray.
My God.
I may not see you. You may have thought, God, couldn't you have answered my prayer another way? But his ways are not our ways.
No, they're not. No, they're not. That's so true.
I see God doing something. I see good coming out of sorrow.
Yes. I see
joy coming from the weeping. I see people that haven't would sit down and really just talked and fellowship without biting one another.
Right.
And it is somewhat, you know, we say it's a shame we have somebody got to die. For us to get it together. But you know what? That was God's plan. Jesus had to die.
Yes, it was.
There wasn't nobody else. They couldn't find anyone else. Somebody had to die for man to be brought back to God.
Amen.
Jesus.
Now, I'm not saying that's the only way. God can use any way he wants to.
Yes, he can.
But I'm encouraged to see what God is doing in families. We're not the only families that are struggling. I can't even tell you the funerals. My pastor, every week, that families are suffering and going through. I don't know if it's just, but not just the old. It's some of the old, but it's the young. He was
too. It's the young too.
Been 48 years old. He was young, so we can't put age on.
Okay, none of us know the day or the time. It's all a mystery. We don't know what day.
It's a mystery.
It's a mystery.
Thank you. You said
it's a mystery.
It's a great mystery.
It's a mystery.
Great mystery. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am. Oh, Jesus.
I thank God.
It hurts.
Thank you for calling.
Our biggest desire is that they be saved. That's my prayer,
yes,
night and day. Lord, save
yes
my children's children, yes, my family. Because death is a guarantee, but to die without Christ is the worst thing in the world.
Oh,
there is nothing worse that can happen to a human being,
yes,
than to die
yes
without Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
But be encouraged, sister, because we say, like you said earlier, some have bipolar, some have mental illness, but you know the
yeah
spirit of man is more powerful than his mental state. God
Amen
is able to commune with the spirit in the man. Even though mm-hmm the man's head can be totally out, and I say man, meaning all of us human beings, you know. But I'm assured, God has assured me that just like a person in a coma can be communing with God. God can commune with
yeah
that person that's in a coma, and the same way with a mental ill person. Same way.
Thank you, Father. I believe
Hallelujah
so.
That's the truth. I know it.
Amen. Amen. And we just keep praying and believing the word of God. And see, the days we're now living in, Jesus said, he said, beware, they draw now. Those days
yes
that we see happening, they're drawing near. And the closer we walk with the Lord, the closer we see him through Jesus Christ. And the more we understand what he's doing through Jesus Christ. See, there's yet a battle to be won. See, the devil got to lose the entire battle because that's going to be a final outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And
Hallelujah
I told the devil, I said, and all of those who died unmercifully, that we just read the scriptures a few minutes ago out of the book of Psalm, where God said his people, he's going to go back. Can you get that script again, sister? Let's
oh,
see, the 103 one. That was 103. Let me take my notes. It was in Psalm 103. Sister, can
mm-hmm
you get that script also? It's in Psalm 103. Where did I put it? So I do so much writing. Sometimes I forget my own writing.
I know. It's
103, verse 20.
Yeah.
Verse 20.
20.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Sister Beverly, you can go on and read it if you got it, unless you want me to read it. I got to cut off my light. I'll read it for you.
Bless the Lord,
ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments and hearken
yes
unto his voice, to the voice of his word. Psalm 103, verse 20. That's a powerful psalm. I'm telling you, that's powerful.
See, and that's
praise
why
God
is saying to us, he says, listen, I got some angels here, and they're
yes
following my direction. And so when things go wrong, he said, all we got to do is pray, because they're listening for the voice of prayer. And I was told when I was in school and earlier, said, the more you talk to God in prayer, his angels are listening also, but they can't move until we say, Lord, have mercy and help me. Help me, Lord. And as I said many times, Lord, have mercy for me. When my mind looks like it's going wrong, when everything looks like it's falling down, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? He'll send his angels. I've seen it come to pass in my life. The more I trust in him, the more I believe in what he says, the more I know what he's doing. And nobody but the devil. See, the devil lost the battle.
I ain't got to give in.
And we don't have to give in. Even though the bipolar and the sickness, the devil is because it was when Adam sinned. And some people have not come to the fullness. That's why we, you as believers, we got to pray, we got to speak the word, we got to go out there with Jesus says to go ye therefore, go to get up and go to all everywhere. we're going to everywhere on this radio station. And there's a mechanism that we can use to reach generation and tell the untold. Somebody, oh Jesus, have mercy, somebody is going to hear what the Lord is doing.
Yes,
I don't
sir.
Care how we see. And we're getting ready to see some miracles getting ready to happen. Some miracles. I am a miracle.
Amen.
Evangelist teacher, y'all are miracles. Y'all are miracles.
Yeah.
Both of y'all are miracles. Both of y'all got miracles. We are miracles because God used us. Now, can you think that you get on the radio station speaking of, there are many people that have come on this radio. They won't say that they're on the computer. They listen. But can you imagine what your testimony is doing for somebody tonight? It's blessing somebody. It's blessing somebody. No matter how hard it gets, God, Jesus says, he says, speak to the mountain. Command it to go. What the mountain do? The mountain, because it's going to take us by the faith. Faith come by speaking it. Faith come by reading it. Faith come by hearing it. Faith come by doing it. We have to exercise. And so I know the devil attacked all of us. And here I am. I know he attacked me. I know he did. I know he attacked y'all. I know he did. Because that's his job. He said, oh no. That's why he said to Job, when God said, have you considered my servant? And he said, skin for skin. See, that's what Satan, Satan told God, he said, oh no. He said, skin for skin. See, he's out of God. I'm getting happy, Lord. Love you. See, Satan got his head with bad. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me do this right quick before we get there. See, we get to, I got some more I want us to do since we're talking, getting refreshed back into the year. I would like somebody to get me 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 10 through 14. Amen.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 2,
chapter
10 through 14.
Yes,
ma'am.
Right. Uh-huh. Verses 10 through 14.
You want me to read it?
Read? Yes.
Okay. Hold on. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things. Yea,
oh
the deep things.
Praise God.
For what man knoweth? Okay.
Go ahead.
For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him?
Amen.
Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
The Spirit.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world,
Amen.
But the Spirit, the capital S Spirit, which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the word which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
Amen.
That's why we know what to do. See, that's why we know. See, and the more we know, the more we take these nuggets, the more we understand what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a transformation. God transfers us from one place to another. And somebody read this for me. Romans, Acts 26, verse 18.
Okay, I'm going to live. You know that's all part of, that's in the middle of it. I'm going to read it. I'm going to, would you mind if I read that start at 15 and go to 18?
Yeah.
This is Paul giving his testimony.
Yeah.
And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest.
Mm-hmm.
But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send you. 18 said, to open their eyes and return them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Praise God. Woo! Glory!
What a testimony. What a testimony.
Thank you. Thank you,
that's
Jesus.
That's a testimony.
Thank you. Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
And that was a testimony. And I'd like somebody to read Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. It's in there. Philippians chapter 1. Yes, ma'am. Philippians chapter 1, verse 29. Is it 29 verses in Philippians?
Yeah.
Okay.
For unto you, it is given. Is that the right one now?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Woo!
See, we're going to do some suffering.
Thank you.
We're going to do some suffering. But the suffering comes because we are true believers. And as Jesus said, he said, you're going to have the same thing. See, God is not going to allow us to come on home scot-free. We got to go through some suffering. The same thing he did in the book of Hebrews, he said the same thing. He became the same as us. He had to suffer like he suffered. And he did that. So now he's a partaker. We are partakers. We are what he's doing right now in the body. And the more we trust God, the more we see him doing things. And so, no matter how hard it is, how they look. Let me share something else with you. I just put it out of me. Let me take it to the book of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2.
Is that the one about he learned obedience?
Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. Do you see it? Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 and 7.
Okay. 2, verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, of the Son of Man that thou visited him. Thou madest him a little lower than the angel. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of my hands, of thy hands.
My God.
Thou hast put all things into subjection. Oh, that's the eighth
yes.
reading.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. See, the more we take a look at what God is doing in us and through us, and that's why I go into certain scriptures, I just see them, and I put them down on the, and I go back and try to study over them, because what he's done for us. See, we have to stay on the schedule. When we stay on the schedule, the devil gets upset. Oh, don't worry about it. No, we ain't gonna worry about it because we on schedule. We on schedule. Everything that's going on in our lives, we on schedule. The new stuff election, we on schedule. We're on the schedule. And so I've always said this to many people. The more we want to trust God, the more we trust God, the more we're going to find out what God is doing in our lives. Like you said, sister, sometimes we just don't know what God is doing. And I will bear in mind, God has somebody that he's using in our behavior. Somebody, as I was telling some people that when we had a big event, in my neighborhood, the man is passing on. But the man is a testimony. I have to share that testimony. His testimony was Mr. Fine. He asked the man, Mr. T.H. 49, for that land to get it in the name of Robert Charlie Jordan. Well, he did that. But the man said, well, then, so I can keep everything balanced, I want to give some land back to smoke. He said, go ahead and do it. And he gave one Jasper Park back to 20. See, what I'm saying is, see, God is so justified. When God gives us, he don't give us a little bit more than what we can, what we just, and God prepares us for our heart. He prepares our hearts. And the more we study, and one thing I've learned in listening and talking and seeing people, the more we study, the more the light comes in us, the darkness has to leave. And sister, I just pray for you this hour, Sister Evangelist, that the Lord Beverly, he will bless you and keep you, that the Lord called his light to shine upon you. May the hardness that the enemy trying to send at you, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree that what is happening, it's a plan. It's a plan. And we're on schedule. We're on schedule right now. No matter how it don't look that way, we're now on schedule. And for that, we just lift our hands up to the Father, and we say, yada, yada, yada. Yada, yada, yada. The highest praise we can give to God. And we just want to thank him for you, Sister Sip. Beverly, we want to thank God for you, for your ability to come on and do what you've done. That's called walking the same through.
Yeah.
See, with Jesus, when they said, when they took Jesus to the cross, remember what he said. He said these words, that they took him over there. They whipped him. They beat him so bad. And one thing I'll say, the Bible says that what they took and put his back, 39 stripes, that was fulfilling the Old Testament, bring it to where we are today. And he said, he came and said a word, but he died. He died. Ooh. But before he died on the cross, there was a question said, now you know he's over there. And one man said, why are you talking to me? He's done nothing wrong. So the one thing I'm getting to, he said these words. He said, sir, master, when you come into your kingdom, I don't know where your kingdom is. Where you come into it? Will you remember me? And Jesus said these words, this day you shall be with me in paradise. Wasn't going to be in heaven, but this day. And everybody's in paradise. So if you go to Hebrews chapter 10, somebody get Hebrews chapter 10 back to God. A lot of money. And I'm going to be through.
Okay.
Wow. Hebrews chapter 10. My God.
10, what verse?
Yeah, what it said in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 1 says,
for the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the commerce thereunto perfect.
Read on.
10. Oh.
Read
For
on.
Then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin.
Amen.
Wherefore, when he come unto the world, he says, sacrifice and offering. Boy, that phone is... Oh, let me see if I can take it off the speaker. Yeah, sacrifice and offering have I... for sin not has not no pleasure. Verse 6. In burnt offering and sacrifice of sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then verse 7. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God. And that's also found in Psalms 40:7.
Yes.
In verse 9, above when he said sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin, thou wouldest not, neither hadest pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said I, again, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified, set apart, that's what sanctify means, through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Do y'all say once and for all, man? Just say once for all.
Once
for all. And every priest standing daily ministering and offering off times and same sacrifice, which can never take away sin. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever. Remember
forever.
That part, y'all. Offered one sacrifice for sin forever. Sat down on the right hand of God. Hallelujah. From henceforth, expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. This is talking about Jesus.
Yes. Praise God. Well, our line dropped, but let's get back up. And I want you to know, my sister, tonight's been a night of Sister Evangelist Beverly.
Yes, sir.
I thank God for you. I thank God for your persistence. I thank God for your ability to go through the muddy water.
Amen.
We all are going through the muddy water. But God has a purpose for us. He's proposed it to us. Are you going to walk this walk, yes, Lord? Are you going to talk
this
talk, yes, Lord? And that's what God is doing for us. He's saying to the body of Christ, as I told some people the other day, they said, well, you know, you woman is win. I said, no, she didn't, but God's woman. What you mean by that? I said, God doesn't vote. People vote. I voted for the person. I voted for the woman, but she didn't win. But God still won. At least I did something. Some people wouldn't do. Some people wouldn't go and vote. But I voted. I'm not upset at anybody. Because God would. And I always put it like this, Sister Evangelist. I always said it like this. God has a right hand and blessed us on our body. God gave it to us. If the right hand can't do nothing, the left hand is going to get the fuck. So we got to understand what God is doing through us. The right hand and left hand. Amen. So I just say these words. I say, God is so good. His mercy endures forever. And you know, he's so good to us, Sister Beverly.
Amen.
He's so good to us.
Hallelujah.
You know, you and I know that one of these days, we're going to fight that good fight. And we're going to cross over. We're going to cross over. But for the present time, God wants us to stay here to strength realm and fight that good fight. And see, when we fight that good fight, and so one of the things I just pray for you, that with your, when you was talking about, that God will give you the strength. See, Jesus, they sent angels. See, God's going to send angels to give you the strength. And that's something I've come to find out. But Jesus, we have also. He sent angels to strengthen us, to encourage us.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And see, and so next thing we know, oh, Jesus is so good. Oh, Jesus is so good. Oh, Jesus is so good. And see, what God is doing for us and through us, he takes us to a new level each time. Let us know I'm still God, and beside me, there is no God.
There is no God.
Hallelujah. Amen. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you. Stay faithful. And we're just going to say the next Monday night, we got started. So this is your permanent position as long as the Lord tell you to stay on the station. It's up to you. Okay?
Amen.
So I'm going
now,
to
when
end
you
the program.
Going to meet again? When are we meeting
ma'am?
Again? When are we meeting
Monday
again?
Are we meeting next Monday night?
At 8 p.m. Okay.
Yes,
wonderful.
Ma'am.
Look forward to it. Thank
but
you
see,
so much.
I'm on internet. Yes.
Thank
do you,
you
have
so
Facebook? Yes, ma'am. Do you have Facebook?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you my Facebook numbers. Willie, you can write it down.
Well, I'm on yours. Unless
okay,
you can
well, I know you see. Amen. Well, all right, then. A lot of blessings until next time I see you. Peace of God be with you, okay?
God bless you, my sister.
Amen. She's off the line, but we're
okay,
going on.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.